proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible session. We continue with our series about significant mountains in the Bible. Mountains serve as prominent features of any country's landscape. Due to their lofty elevation, mountains have often served as symbols for significant attainments by a country. Several mountains mentioned in the Bible have associations with noteworthy events occurring in those locales. In this series about mountains, we will look at several of these peaks. Our focus today will be on Mount Carmel. The name Carmel derived from a Hebrew word meaning vineyard. Mount Carmel describes a range of peaks located near the northwest coast of Israel. This range stretches from the Mediterranean towards the southeast. The author of the book of Joshua referred to Carmel as a conquered village. 1 Samuel chapter 25 also mentioned a place named Carmel, a location where a man named Nadab sheared his sheep. However, that area, known as Carmel, is probably not the same mountain as we read about elsewhere in the Bible. Mount Carmel also played an important role in secular history. According to the Jewish historian Josephus, it functioned as a stronghold of the group known as the Essenes, an ascetic Jewish sect which flourished just before the New Testament era. Over two millennia later, the British defeated the Turks in the World War I Battle of Megiddo, a battle which took place in a pass going through the Ridge of Carmel. In the Bible, Mount Carmel served as the scene of Elijah's public encounter with 400 priests of Baal. 1 Kings chapter 18 recorded how the prophet challenged these men to elicit fire from Baal and incinerate their sacrifices. Elijah confronted these men, allowing them to go first, after their many prayers and imprecations to Baal to hear them, a period of time which lasted from the morning sacrifice almost to the evening sacrifice. They received no results. Then Elijah took his turn. After he prayed to God, fire descended from heaven and consumed his offering, as well as the altar and the water poured around the altar. The assembled Jewish crowd, beholding the events which transpired on Mount Carmel, publicly affirmed their acknowledgement that Elijah's God was indeed the true God. Elijah's successor, Elisha, visited Mount Carmel several times over the course of his public ministry. After cursing youths who had mocked him, an incident recorded in 2 Kings chapter 2, the prophet Elisha journeyed from Bethel to Mount Carmel on his way back to Samaria. At some later time, according to 2 Kings chapter 4, a Shunammite woman whose son had died and whom Elisha had stayed with, the Shunammite woman met Elisha at Mount Carmel. The prophet Amos referred to Mount Carmel in his writings. One effect of God's impending judgment, which the prophet mentioned in the first chapter of his book, one effect of God's impending judgment was that, quote, the top of Carmel shall wither, unquote. This phenomenon would perhaps occur in connection with a prophesied famine, which Amos wrote about in the fourth chapter of his book. Another statement found in the ninth chapter of the book of Amos went like this, quote, though they hide themselves in the top of Carmel, I will search and take them out thence, unquote. This assertion implied that Mount Carmel functioned as a place of refuge during the times of Amos. In our day, a number of hospitals and churches have adopted the name Mount Carmel. They implicitly have recognized the significance of that peak and named themselves after it, wanting to identify themselves with it. The God of Earth made Mount Carmel a significant location in a number of ways. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible session.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.